I love coming back to Chicago. It's one of my favorite things. I'm going to fly to O'Hare. I can almost guarantee you that my first stop will be at Gene and Jude's for a Vienna hot dog.
Nice.
Hey, this is Chef Aaron May, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
They used to tell me, boy, you ain't going nowhere.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line with us now, one of our favorite chefs and a guy that we always are excited to, you know, we get an opportunity to spend time with him. Certainly when we see him on television, he is on all the time. He is the executive chef and culinary director over at Bullseye Event Group, where he cooks around the world at the largest sports and music events, Super Bowls, Kentucky Derby, you name it, he is there. You also know and love him as a regular guest and star on Guy's Grocery Games, Guy's Range Kitchen, Tournament of Champions, and he will be coming back home. He's got Chicago roots. You think of him as a California guy, and he certainly is every bit of that, but back here for the great Operation North Pole event going on. It's the one and only Chef Aaron May. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, how are you today?
I am good. We're all going to be doing a little bit better. When you come into town, you know, you bring a certain energy, certain positivity to things. So excited to have you in on this event. And as people are looking at their brackets, you know, it's March Madness. People are kind of thinking, all right, they're looking at, you know, Baylor, Illinois, Gonzaga, Michigan. I know there's a ton of fans that are looking at brackets with, you know, Chef Jetila, Brian Malarkey, Mark Murphy, Iron Chef Katkar, and Aaron May, right? Tournament of Champions. This thing's heating up.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, the season so far, I mean, what they've done, the guys who produced the show and what they've done is so amazing. I mean, it feels... Listen, when I was competing, it feels super high energy, super big time, like you're really doing something amazing. And I mean, listen, I've been watching the first couple episodes, and I have not been let down. It is, I mean, listen, I was there. I still am like, what's going on? This is amazing.
I don't know how they do it. Of course, a guy, you know, who is our mutual friend, is behind sort of the mastermind of a lot of this stuff and successfully brought together all of the things that food fans and food TV fans loved about Iron Chef. You've got all that, all the high caliber, the drama and everything, but built in sort of the world of sports to it. You've got the pregame show, you got the postgame show, you're breaking down all the action, you got the seeds. I got to tell you, Aaron, and I'm not embarrassed to say this for the listeners, who's, I got chills a few times. I mean, they're really working in the drama.
Yeah, God, I mean, listen, there's no doubt, you know as well as I do, Guy is an evil genius, and he is equal parts, truly equal parts evil and genius, and I think that you'll see that with the randomizer and everything else that's happening on TOC, and I can't wait for everybody to kind of see me get out there and do my thing, so.
Evil genius.
I look forward to watching that live with everybody.
He may prefer to be known as maybe a benevolent dictator, maybe, right? Evil genius, benevolent dictator. As you look at
there's no doubt he would prefer to be thought of that way, but the facts are the facts.
As you look at the competition, there are some that you're familiar with, people who you've shared the stage and the screen with for Grocery Games or Ranch Kitchen, and Chef Jetila is one of those two. Do you feel that there's advantage? I know that it's crazy because you never even really know what you're going to do with the randomizer and the time limits and all the ways that sort of the left turns are built in. But do you feel any kind of level of comfort when you know the competition as well as you do?
You know, I think that it may sound a little cliche, but especially for me, at least when I look back at my experience, you really are competing against yourself. How good a job can you do? And I think that you need to kind of put the blinders on and run your own race. Yeah. Because, you know, maybe in Grocery Games or competing in some other places, you can kind of get into some of the political gamesmanship and you can try and get in somebody's head. And maybe you would go at somebody's sort of sweet spot or weak spot or whatever it may be. But because of the blind tasting, because of the randomizer, because of, you know, the pressure cooker that you're in, I think, no pun intended, ironically, I think that you really got to kind of run your own race and you're just doing the best you can and you're not really worried about the competition.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to be excited to see it. I know America will be watching as well. And as much as we're going to see on television, like, let's talk a little bit about this coming home. So you went to New Trier, you've got Chicago roots. And so when you get a chance to come back, of course, everything is different now. You know, we're in the middle of a lot of that pandemic stuff, just like everybody else. So a lot of the fun accoutrements of entertainment here in Chicago, Chicagoland, are kind of shut down. But what are the kind of things that you know and love that you could share with the listeners that when Aaron May comes back to town that he enjoys and looks forward to?
Well, you know, I was very excited the other day. The Barstool Presidente Dave Portnoy was at Barnaby's Pizza on Skokie Highway, which is a favorite of mine. I think he could have given it a higher rating, but I'm not gonna nitpick. I'll be there this weekend for sure at some point enjoying pizza. And yeah, I mean, listen, Chicago has such great food. I did grow up, you know, when I was little, I was in Northbrook. I moved to Wilmette. I went to New Trier. And I love coming back to Chicago. It's one of my favorite things. Funny, you know, you mentioned Guy. I was actually at Guy's house in Santa Rosa watching with him when the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, that's awesome.
So a little bit of Guy, Chicago, Aaron May tie in there.
Oh.
When the Cubs won the World Series, I celebrated like crazy in Guy Fieri's kitchen in Santa Rosa, California.
Oh, it's good to see that you guys participated in some of the celebrations after 108 years. And
yeah.
I know later on, I think I gave Guy a hat for Ryder from the parade and from the other stuff from the Cubs. So it's good to see that we have the Cubs in common as well as Barnaby's. And so I think listeners will love that tip of the hat to Barnaby's, you know, the traditional dark wood, maybe the stained glass, you know, some of the things that they've got.
Everything about it is amazing. And you know, also, you know, listen, I'm going to fly into O'Hare. I can almost guarantee you that my first stop will be at Gene and Jude's for a Vienna hot dog.
Nice. You're going to get the fries, right? The big soggy bag of fries.
Oh, yeah. The whole deal, the whole schmear. I love everything about it. Luckily, Jim Densick and the guys at Vienna keep me well taken care of with Vienna hot dogs. But that is really, truly one of my favorite things.
Well, this event that you're going to be a part of is one of Chicago's favorites, Operation North Pole. We talked a little bit about it off the air, and so much good work that they do bringing kids to that virtual. Traditionally, they'll bring the kids to the virtual North Pole in Rosemont there. They wrap the CTA train, and so they kind of let those kids who have so many challenges and health related challenges, not only themselves but their whole family, and kind of let them forget all that and have that amazing opportunity to kind of just have that Christmas experience, that North Pole experience. And these guys, just like so many others, and you know this, Aaron, is that here in Chicago, you know, our restaurant community, our chef community, super communal, everybody hangs together, supports each other for so many great causes and events. And this time, and you know, here, just as in California, the restaurant industry, the shop, everybody has been hit so hard. And so this event, they turned it around. And so you, along with so many other people during that 12-hour marathon, are actually going to be turning around where Operation North Pole said, we got this one, we've got your back, and you'll be part of that, raising money for some of those great restaurants. But talk a little bit about kind of being here, you know, during that sort of telethon thing for the hometown crowd.
You know, it's so, honestly, it's so great. I'm super excited. Operation North Pole does so much. And yeah, they're trying to raise, you know, like $100,000 at least right now this year during this telethon. It's going to be a 12-hour cook fest telethon. People are cooking everything. You know, I know my fellow Food Network compadre Manit Chuan is going to be making an appearance, I think, via Zoom. Nigel Parker, who's an unbelievable photographer, is, you know, him and I are actually cooking together. I don't want to ruin the surprise of what we're cooking, but we're going to make this amazing vegetarian dish that I think people are going to really, really love. And I mean, yeah, what better cause than, you know, 24 Chicago area chefs, Chicago, clearly one of the top food cities in the world, let alone in America. And you've got 24 of the best chefs. They're all cooking. Everybody is really cooking their heart out to try and raise some money here for Operation North Pole. And I think that it's going to be amazing.
So when you get to see, and of course, seeing him on television, you're going to see him on Sunday night for Tournament of Champions too. But so let the listeners know as best you can, and I'll set the stage a little bit, is that there is so much energy, so much gravitas in an Aaron May demonstration. And you have done everything from, we mentioned the, you know, the Super Bowl, for amazing concerts, huge music events, Kentucky Derby, plus all of the stuff that that we've all been a part of in different events around the country, around the world. So what are people in store for? They don't want to miss even a minute of the 12 hours, but that Aaron May time, they definitely want to tune in.
You know, 100%. So, you know, I think that we're coming on about 7:30, and, you know, listen, one of the things that I love to do, is I like to surprise people, right? I think that sometimes people think because of Overeasy, I'm going to make some breakfast thing. I think that sometimes because of my burger mastery on competitions, I'm going to make some kind of burger. But we're going to make some vegetarian meatballs with this amazing sauce. I think people are really going to love it. And yeah, we're going to get serious. I mean, listen, Nigel Barker, one of the best photographers around, we're going to make this thing beautiful. Well, you know, this is like a eat vegetarian, keep it sexy, make it look right. Like I'm taking all of this into account as we plan this demo. And, I mean, I've been watching Zoolander nonstop trying to channel the energy of a top model so that I can really get into that Nigel Barker sort of food plating styling kind of mode.
Chef Aaron May, he's so hot right now, right? That's what it is. And it's nice to see too that, you know, because of your West Coast, I think, affinity now that you've got the sensibility on the vegetarian side and offering up some healthier options. Granted, they're meatballs, but for the people that are going to be able to enjoy that. So we're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for Operation North Pole. We'll have specific links up for some of the things that you're doing with Tournament of Champions. And so we'll be rooting you on for that as you kind of continue on in that competition. But is there anything else that's coming up that that maybe we don't know about that all your friends and family here in the Chicago area are going to be excited to know or you want to fill them in on?
You know, I'm getting ready to launch a new project called the Big Boy Cook Club. And we're getting ready to launch it on April 25th. And everybody can go to bigboycookclub.com or everybody can find us on Instagram at Big Boy Cook Club. And there's going to be some really fun, interesting, cool surprises. And I think people are really going to dig what we're doing. And that's a great way to figure it out. But yeah, Operation North Pole, donate generously. I am braving Midwestern spring weather to come in and do this. And that's how important it is to me. I could be relaxing, you know, oceanside in California, but instead I am coming in. This is near and dear to me. This is really important. And I think that let's try and raise a bunch of money for these kids in this great organization.
Aaron May, walking the walk on the self-sacrifice side, braving spring temperatures here in Chicago, but not doing it for just any reason, right? Not even just to make a point. It's to help out a great and worthy cause with Operation North Pole. And so, Aaron, before we let you go, if you got any social media that you want to share, people keep up with all your adventures, maybe get in on some of the trash talking for TOC and certainly some of the things that you'll post maybe related to the events.
Absolutely. I'm not the best on social media, but I do try and engage whenever possible. You can find me at Chef Aaron May. And again, like I said, you can always look to at Big Boy Cook Club that is going to be dropping next month.
We'll have links up for that as well. One of the best in the business, the one and only Chef Aaron May. Thanks for everything. Great to see you in town, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Always great to talk to you, Dan. Thanks for having me.